following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, good morning, everyone. We're back with our friend John Samick, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, or servicemasterofgreaterpgh.com. Nick Trapano is here of Assured Risk Advisors. You can reach him at 724-392-4586. AssuredRisk.com. Experts are here, too, if you want to give us a call, or they have them at the office standing by if you'd like to call them there as well, too. Our number is 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDK.com. Jenny working today. The Bambino has the day off, so she'll get you where you need to be to get on the air. Now, the topic, when I saw this the other day, I thought to myself, boy, haven't we all been here. If you're from Western Pennsylvania, you've got a basement, and that means more times than not, there's water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. When water invades your basement, when a water event such as a pipe break, flood, or sewer eruption occurs at a home in the area, that's impacted, well, most of the basement. The news is full of situations around the country, and here in Western Pennsylvania area of spring and winter flooding and water main breaks causing damage to homes and basements. Today, we're going to focus on types of water damage events typical to our Western Pennsylvania basements. What should you know about recovering from those events, and what part from your insurance company might play in the recovery? Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him back to the program. Always good to see John Samick of Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Hey, John.
Good morning, Rob.
Morning, sir.
Happy to be here.
All right. Let's talk water in the basement.
Okay. One of the things that we wanted to start off with was where does water come from? And there's a lot of different directions, but the most common source of water that we find in basements is from from above, water coming from someplace above, and that's whether it be a water pipe or a gutter or downspout, a roof, any type of malfunction. The unique thing is that each one of these things typically starts as a clean water source. And the point I would like to make today is that it starts as a clean water source, but as it works its way through the home, down through the different materials in the home, finds its way down to the basement with a little bit of time, it becomes from a clean water source to a gray water, and eventually to a grossly unsanitary black water. So there's some urgency and some caution that needs to be exerted when you have this type of event. It's not let it just dry, it'll go away on its own. There are some health issues, and there are some ongoing damage issues that could occur.
All right, let's get Nick in the mix here. Nick, good to see you again. Welcome back. What are the events that are typically covered as part of homeowners insurance policies regarding water from internal sources? John talked about some of them. Expansion, I guess you should talk about what is covered as part of the standard homeowner policy requiring water, which many times is not our friend. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rob, and good to see you again. Thanks for having me in again. Yes, so typically, again, back to what we talked about the last time, having that all-risk policy is very important. And what is typically covered when it comes to water in that all-risk policy is your bursting or your leaking pipes. You know, we see a lot of appliances that water damage occurs from, whether it be the line on the ice maker machine or in the washing machine that gets that erodes and bursts and overflows and causes lots of damage, or somebody leaves a water running in a tub. We had that happen. Somebody left the water running in a tub on a second floor.
Oh.
Ended up causing tons of damage throughout the house. In that case, fortunately, we've got a great relationship with John Samick and Service Master Greater Pittsburgh. We had those guys out there right away mitigating the situation. But other things like leaky drains, water heaters that blow up and cause tons of water damage. So all these things typically covered in the standard homeowner's policy. Make sure you've got that all-risk policy, but those are typically covered.
You know, John and Nick will both agree, as wonderful as Western Pennsylvania is, and we all love it, one of the problems that we're dealing with is this aging infrastructure that many communities have particularly had problems with, their sanitary and the storm sewer system. So we're going to talk after the break, how does that affect potential damages that occur in area basements? But if you have a question, you're dealing with this issue, you don't know what to do as far as cleaning it and restoring it, and we've got John Samick here from Service Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. And also, as far as that homeowner's policy, your insurance, we've got truly one of the best in the region. Nick Trapano of Assured Risk Advisors, AssuredRisk.com. Their phone number is 724-392-4586. You can call them directly if you want at the office, as you can John at Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010. ServiceMasterPGH.com. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDK.com. Water in the basement. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to help. This is Pittsburgh Works. Back with more in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voices of Pittsburgh, KDK.
Well, I really love when Mr. John Samick drops by from Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, and especially when Nick Trapano is here of Assured Risk Advisor. And if you're a homeowner and you've had an issue and you really want to get it restored, cleaned up, you can get that handle with Service Master Greater, PGH.com, 412-826-1010. But it always comes down to what will my policy and what does insurance exactly cover. And that is what Nick does at Assured Risk Advisors. You can call them directly right now, 724-392-4586, AssuredRisk.com. And again, if you have any questions about water in the basement, all of our lines are open. We would love to hear from you and help you today at 866-391-1020. Okay, John, you start off this question. And as I said going into the break, what about dealing with all these things as far as storm sewer systems and sanitation and how people are being affected in their basements because of broken water lines? And obviously, we're talking about an aging infrastructure. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Rob, the conditions in western Pennsylvania, they are aging. The infrastructure is such that sewer lines, and as more development occurs, sewer lines become more taxed, sewer systems, whatever. They've done a pretty good job of eliminating the tie-in from storm sewers to the sanitary sewers, but there are some places where that, when we have a heavy rain, that kind of problem still exists. But coming out, when you go into your basement and you're finding suddenly that your basement looks like an eruption of a septic system, or all kind of unmentionable things in your basement in the water, could come out primarily, it comes out of the floor drain, which is considered a sanitary drain in your home system. Mm-hmm. But also you can have we've had a couple instances in the past weeks where the municipalities were cleaning out their sewer systems, and they back pressured it somehow and caused sewage to go into 8, 10, 20, 20 buildings at a time. And it can be as little as a couple feet. It could in circumference to several feet deep throughout the basement. When it's gross, ugly, smelly, disgusting, you know, the answer is clean it, sanitize it, make sure that it's sanitized, not just a lick and a promise. To clean it, but
right.
But to rather make sure that it is cleaned and sanitized. But one of the things I would like to mention is that even if the water looks clear and clean, if it came out of the sanitary system, it is contaminated. And we've seen so many situations where we've gone into homes where people are walking around in their flip-flops down in the basement in this grossly contaminated water. I just would caution anybody who has a water event in a basement that they need to protect their feet and protect their health.
All right, listen, before you jump in on this, Nick, I have a question for you. Say you have a water main break. This happened to me, okay? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that I had a water main break, and I rent, okay? And I got a great landlord, and I want to take care of as much as everything as I can. I get a water bill that's like three times what it normally is. And that's the only way that anybody could figure why this water bill. Do I have any recourse? I mean, would he have as far as his policy, or if I'd have a renter's, which I do have a renter's insurance policy, how do you handle that? Or is it pretty much, it leaked, it's you, your name's on it, you pay for it?
Yeah, typically when it comes to paying that bill, you're not going to have any real recourse for that. And that even comes into play. A lot of times we'll have, in the winter, a pipe freezes, breaks, and causes a lot of damage. The consequential damage, the consequential property damage of that pipe breaking, mm-hmm. is covered inside the house, the wall, the floors. But fixing the pipe itself even is not going to be covered. And there's really no way to even add that onto the policy. So the you know, getting that pipe back to working is not going to be covered, but the consequential damage is. So that's key there.
All right, now let's talk about what John was discussing. Nick Trapano and John Samick. John from Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010. Nick from Assured Risk Advisors, 724-392-4586. So sewer eruptions, floor, drains, even toilet, showers, tubs. So what do I have to pay, and what is going to be paid for with my policy?
Key here is one thing we really want to pay attention to and make sure you have in your homeowner's policy is the water backup of sewer drains and some pump overflow. So we want to make sure that's endorsed on the policy because that is excluded on a standard homeowner's policy. Even if you do have that all-risk policy, water backup is not going to be covered. You've got to make sure you tell your agent that you want water backup, sewer drain coverage. These limits typically start at $5,000 and go all the way up to $25,000. Even if your basement is not finished, we're finding that a simple backup down there, and I'll go back to John on this one, the cost can be quite substantial just to get that cleaned up for a simple water backup.
Let me ask you this, John, because we were talking about my old house where I had my train layout and had a water issue. And, you know, I said my dad probably be there and say, look, this is a basement. Why would you put this kind of money in a basement, especially in Western Pennsylvania? And I did a little remodeling in some of the basement. But the house I'm in now, it's just an old school basement. And I like it that way. I got some very, very reasonably priced indoor outdoor carpet on the floor, slapped some good paint up on the walls. I'm happy there. Do you think sometimes, in your opinion, and people have the right to do whatever they want, but especially in an older home, do you think sometimes people don't realize you can do all that work, put all that money into it because you want that added living space, but because of Western Pennsylvania, it's kind of like living in Kansas. You just never know when a tornado is going to show up.
Well, I think that everybody would like to maximize their use of their living space. And so having a basement that you can turn into a family room, turn into a bar, turn into a man cave,
right,
whatever it is highly desirable. There are some engineered construction type of applications that you might put into play to make sure you don't have a water event that would constantly show itself up as a mold or whatever. But ultimately, homeowners insurance is the best insurance you can invest in.
Mm-hmm.
And because the payout the cost is typically minimal for the type of peace of mind that you get should you have an event. Like you said, we're living in Kansas. We live in an area that has the infrastructure and we have pop-up storms, whatever. You're going to have events. People have water events in their basement. It's best to have the coverage.
All right, we're going to get to our next question. We've got a break coming up in just a moment, though. Nick, what should you, they say you should have flood insurance. Don't think that it's just covered under your homeowner's policy in Western Pennsylvania, especially if you live along a creek or a river. You have to have it specifically written in there. When it comes to water in the basement, I come to you and I want to get a policy, okay, new homeowner. What is it that you're going to tell me that, look, you have to have this written sentence, word in your policy to cover you in case of some of these events?
So the first thing we're going to add on to the typical homeowner's policy is it reads exactly on the policy, water backup of sewer drain, and we're going to determine an adequate limit for that. The other thing we're going to determine is what kind of flood zone you're in. Something that a lot of homeowners are not purchasing, but they really need to consider, in addition to the water backup sewer drain, is a standard flood policy, a national flood policy. So that's very important. Another thing that we can offer, which is unlike anything else in the industry right now, we have an insurance company that will offer an inland flood policy, and that's one of the most common forms of water damage. So that's coming from the outside water, from creeks, rivers, other bodies of water. This is going to be 100% excluded on a standard homeowner's policy, so we want to make sure that we get that added on to your policy.
How good is it having a relationship like you have, John, with Nick, especially dealing with what you deal with every day and your hard workers?
Well, what we particularly appreciate with companies, with Nick and the many companies that are similar, is that he has a genuine caring for his clients, both his commercial clients and his residential clients. He spends the time to make sure that the homeowner or the policyholder is aware of what is covered and most importantly what isn't. Most people don't take the time to look at their policy until it's too, until they have an event, and they open it up and say, "I thought this was covered. I thought this was covered." Nick's team, they're very proficient at making sure they do a thing called policy reviews regularly, and this allows the homeowner, without pressure, to understand what is available. There are new products coming on the market all the time. The product that he mentioned about this inland marine flood policy or inland flood policy is revolutionary, because even if you own flood insurance, you have to have a certain criteria to have that covered, and it's limited even when it is covered. It's very specific. It's run by the federal government, so you can expect that it's going to be complex. But this policy here is rather unique. So I encourage people to have a good relationship with their agent, and if they need a good one, Nick would be that.
Nick, real quick, I got a minute before the break. By the way, we're going to come back. We're going to get John started talking about, you know, coming off of winter, spring is here, weather getting warmer, what you have to look for and what you're going to deal with. That's a really neat thing that you're doing with this, reviewing people's policies, because that's something you don't need to do. I mean, you're getting the money regardless, and that's really taking time out of what you could be doing, going out, maybe trying to get some new business, but you think it's important because they've been loyal customers to keep them in the know, to protect them and also enhance their policy. That's smart business.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and you know, I was talking to John before we came in here, and that's one of the things that kind of keeps us up at night is, or helps us sleep better at night actually, is when a claim does happen, we know that we've done everything beforehand to make sure they have the proper coverage, because the last thing we want to have happen is somebody calls and say, "Yeah, you didn't tell me this was covered," or "Why don't I have coverage for this?" So that is really important to us, and that's why we make sure we do a thorough policy review and a thorough review of the home and everything that's in it to make sure we get the proper coverage.
All right, again, Nick Trapano, Assured Risk Advisors, 724-392-4586. You can call him right now. Leave your name and number. There are people standing by. That's 724-392-4586. AssuredRisk.com. And, of course, our friend John Samick, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010, ServiceMaster of GreaterPGH.com. That's ServiceMaster of GreaterPGH.com. Talking about water in the basement. If you're dealing with it, you need help, you're curious, or maybe your policy, you just want some, well, free advice, you can call us right now. The telephone number is 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDK.com. That's 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDK.com. The following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDK.
All right, we're back. John Samick, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Nick Trapano. I think one of the things that everybody goes through when they first realize there's water in the house anywhere, it's panic. And you need someone to give you that calming voice, and obviously the voice of reason. And I think these two gentlemen can do just that. So let me give you their numbers. We resume our second half hour on this edition of Pittsburgh Works. Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010. Service Master, GreaterPGH.com. Nick Trapano, it's Assured Risk Advisors, 724-392-4586, AssuredRisk.com. Okay, we're also happy that the weather is warmer, but spring pop-up storms can occur that can cause flooding damage in unexpected areas, and we've all heard that it's an act of God. Well, what does that exactly mean? We'll talk to Nick about that in a moment, but let's talk about areas that may have never had a history of flood damage, and also, you know, you see videos on TVs of basements full of mud and water, so how and why does that occur? Ladies and gentlemen, once again, John Samick. John?
Well, typically, when a river or stream floods and it comes over your property or it comes over several other properties, the National Flood Insurance Program does kick in if you have flood insurance. But a lot of times the people, you know, there's not that coverage because you just never thought it would happen in your area. But what you see people carrying stuff out of the basement. You see them, saying how bad it is. And it is, because what that water brings in, it brings in a heavy amount of slippery, smelly silt. We call it river mud, that then when the water goes away, it's left behind. And this is heavy, and it gets everywhere. It gets behind the walls. It gets under the wood framing. It gets just everywhere. This type of flooding requires the removal of absorbent materials such as drywall, carpeting, upholstery, and other building materials to allow the cleaning and sanitizing to get to what I call the prime building components. So you can clean and sanitize framing, you can clean and sanitize the block, but you have to be able to physically get after it, because that that river mud is just everywhere. And the mud is not just dirt. You know, it's not just clean dirt, if you will. It's contaminated, might have pesticides, oils, chemicals, all kind of stuff in there. So this cleaning, you know, that follows the demolition, is a very detailed cleaning and sanitizing, as well as structural drying. And this all needs to be completed thoroughly and tested before reconstruction can begin.
How do you test that? And just kind of give me just a couple prime building components. Testing, and what are some of those prime building components?
Well, the prime building components are your wood studs, your building block, your concrete floors. Beyond that, the majority of other materials are typically replaced when you have a river type of a flood. And then you mentioned about the testing. We use a food grade testing procedure that we're able to quickly. It's called adamine triphosphate testing. What it does is it measures organic activity on a surface test. So we're able within a few minutes to actually determine, is the surface clean enough to be called clean, or does it need to be cleaned more? You know, when we're cleaning this kind of condition, we're cleaning what we can't see. I mean, it's easy to clean the dirt that you see, but we have to clean the bacteria and the microbes and all the other stuff. So it takes a little bit more sophistication in determining, is it clean enough?
Listen, I've known this guy a long time, and he definitely puts his heart where his work is. If you're having any of these issues, ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, ServiceMasterGreaterPGH.com. Just have gotten to know Nick, but believe me, he would not be shoulder to shoulder with John if John didn't believe in him. So Nick Trapano of Insured Risk Advisor, 724-392-4586. You can call both of those numbers right now, AssuredRisk.com. Okay, Nick, it's your turn. So what protection can a homeowner obtain to protect them from flooding and water from outside the home? Speak about some new policies you have available, as well as national flood insurance programs.
Yes, so the first one is going to be the National Flood Insurance Program, and that's going to provide a very broad coverage. But some of the things that aren't covered in that National Flood Program in the basement there, you know, the contents in the basement are not typically covered, and that's where this inland flood policy comes from, or comes into play. And we represent a carrier that is the first to offer this inland flood program. It can cover the contents in the basement, and it will provide limits of anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000 for personal property located in that basement, as well as the dwelling, the debris removal, a lot of things that John just talked about. So that'll provide all that type of coverage. But it is important to talk to your agent and have them put that address into that the system to figure out what kind of flood zone you're in and what kind of flood insurance you'll need. And in a lot of cases, we're talking about a couple $100 more a year to get some basic flood insurance from the National Flood Program. And as far as the Inland Flood Program, that's very cost-effective.
You know, I don't think the average person, gentlemen, has any idea, for the most part, what a floodplain is, flood zone. You know, I live along a nice river. I mean, I have no clue, you know, what exactly is the flood zone. So should you wait for your policyholder to bring that up, or should you kind of go in with some homework and some notes? And we got about a minute before the break. What should some of the notes that you should be making, so before you go in to see, hopefully you'll be able to ask these questions?
Yeah, a lot of times it's hard to tell just by looking at an area, you know, whether or not it's in a flood zone or a high flood area. You know, we can take the noticeable characteristics like being really close to, you know, a river or a stream. But we find the best way to do that is to plug it into the technology that we have. And we have some really good technology that'll tell us almost instantaneously what kind of zone it's in and what kind of protection they need.
We'll be right back. Our guest on Pittsburgh Works, your host is John Samick, ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010. ServiceMaster of GreaterPGH.com. Nick Trapano of Assured Risk Advisors, 724-392-4586. AssuredRisk.com. Facebook.com. We'll be back.
Twitter. Social media serves as an adequate alert. Facebook. But if you want to cut through the clutter and get the whole story,
trust.
Trust and verify.
Verify.
With the original social media. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
The power of Bowser is yours at Bowser Cadillac. Visit BowserCadillac.com today and you'll find the full line of luxury Cadillacs and get an exceptional car buying experience. Right now, during the Spring's Best event at Bowser Cadillac, lease the 2017 Escalade luxury package and all-wheel drive for $869 a month. The power of Bowser is always about price selection and customer service, but the real power of Bowser is yours. Shop anytime, anywhere at BowserCadillac.com. And don't forget to ask about 4 years or 50,000 miles premium care maintenance. 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, courtesy transportation vehicle, $4,395 due at signing. Tax, title, and fees not included. Dealer dock fee of $138 applies with approved credit through GM Financials. Offer ends March 31st. Visit Bowser Cadillac in the heart of Pittsburgh, South Hills. Bowser Cadillac, Route 19 South, McMurray, where business is booming.
Hello, this is Dan Vichoff from the Pennsylvania Hypnosis Center. For years, you've been hearing about how we help people here win gold medals, lose weight when they tried everything, quit smoking, cut back on the drinking, get over their anxiety, whether it's performance anxiety on your job, whether it's test anxiety. Test anxiety is huge these days. Everything boils down to this. Part of our brain knows that we should just go take the test and stop worrying, cut back on the booze, don't eat junk food, don't smoke the cigarettes. The other part of our brain keeps telling this to do us, and it gets out of control. So what we do is we reprogram that part of the brain to do what we want it to do, as opposed to what it keeps doing to you. That's how we're able to give you our 98% success guarantee. Same program I do with Olympic athletes, I'll do with you. 724-934-8446, whether it's anxiety, test anxiety, smoking, weight loss to get rid of your cravings, cut back on your drinking, public speaking, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh. KDKA.
I tell you, so many questions when it comes to this, and I think just about everybody within the sound of my voice, if you're a homeowner here in western Pennsylvania, you've dealt at one time or another, even new home construction when it comes to water in the basement, and hopefully we are giving you some good advice today. Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, ServiceMaster, GreaterPGH.com, Nick Trapano of Assured Risk Advisors, 724-392-4586, AssuredRisk.com. Okay, let's talk about violent storms, and it happens, and power goes out along with the heavy rain. Basements become flooded from seemingly no source, and what may have happened here is something that I'm sure you have dealt with, somebody somewhere within the sound of my voice. So what do you do? Waterproofing systems with internal French drains, sump pumps, you've done it all and it's failed. John Samick has hopefully some answers for you, John.
Well, there's really the internal French drain systems that are put in today are really fantastic. They do a great job of making that western Pennsylvania basement into very, very comfortable living spaces. They take the moisture that would come in. It says, Mother Nature, you win. I'm just going to let it come in, but I'm going to pump it out right away. When storms come and the power goes out, these internal French drain systems and the sump pumps, the power goes out. Some of them have battery backups. People who have it, that's good. It gives them a little extended period of time. But you can go into your basement, and from apparently no source at all, you could have 1-2 feet of water. We see this a lot when there's violent storms, Hurricane Irene, different hurricane systems, that the basements just fill up. And it's because the sump pumps have failed, typically because of power outage. And it's not a typical type of cover loss from a broken pipe, but it is damaging just as well. And so we take care of those, extract the water, remove what has to be removed, dry what we can dry, and then put the place back to be ready to be restored. But the coverage on these types of things is different than if it was a broken pipe from above. So, Nick, what do you have to say about when there's a sump pump involved?
So I'll first just say what you just talked about and getting there so early and mitigating that claim is music to an insurance person's ears, because you're going to really control the cost of that claim, and that's That's why we always get you involved so quickly. So thank you. And yes, this is a lot different than your pipes breaking behind the walls, which are always going to be covered as long as you have that all risk policy. But downstairs, underneath the house, we want to make sure that we have that water backup of sewer drain. And that coverage form also includes the sump pump failure, the systems failure, so we want to make sure that's on there. Those are extremely important, and we're finding the other thing I'd tell you to look at is if you do have that, a lot of policies are just having either a $2,500 or a $5,000 limit. We're finding that this is really inadequate these days for the amount of time and money it takes to fix these things. So we want to at least get $10,000 to $20,000 there in coverage. Another thing that we're able to add on to is service line protection as well. So that'll actually cover the repair and replacement of the service line itself that you know, services your house for the sewer line there. So that's extremely important. It's only $30 typically for a year to include anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 of coverage.
All right, let me give you Nick's number again, and you can call this number now. He, of course, from Assured Risk Advisors, 724-392-4586, assuredrisk.com. John Samick, Service Master, Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, Service Master, GreaterPGH.com. Jay Overton, Rorik Mazda, Jeff Rulo, next hour on the program. Your weekend magazine continues. A couple more minutes left with the guys. Up next, our fifth question of the day, another topic. Basements are often damp and musty smelling with visible signs of mold growing. What type of service or product do you provide for this type of condition? John?
Well, when we get calls for this type of situation, we do a comprehensive inspection of the basement or the affected areas. And what we're looking for the cause of the moisture that is really the root cause of the musty and moldy condition. Our belief is that we need to take care of the cause before we take care of the symptoms. And so what we do, we have sophisticated equipment with, to locate the source of the moisture. We have infrared cameras. We have sensitive monitoring and testing equipment. And we use a lot of common sense. We look to see where this is. We look to track the pattern where the water came and try to evaluate what's causing all this. Once we are able to identify that, sometimes we're involved with the cure. Sometimes we recommend whatever, a waterproofing company or whatever. But after that, we address the mold in the way that it needs to be. And that's not a silver bullet process. Typically, mold has to be removed rather than killed because there are effects of the mold remnants that affect people as well. But again, properly identifying the cause is the first step, the first dollar that you should spend.
And let me just say this. We've all tried to do it ourselves with the Clorox, this and that. It can be a little hazardous to your health if you don't know what you're doing and you start mixing all of these chemicals. So leave it up to the professionals because you could really save yourself in the long run. Okay, you've got the last word on this topic, Nick.
Yeah, so like John was saying, in all cases of water damage, the adjuster is going to go out and determine the source of the water damage to see whether or not it's covered. And a big factor in that is the sudden and accidental nature of that water damage claim and how it turns into mold coverage. If it is, you know, from a water backup, a pipe breaking and filling the area and then mold as a result of that, typically that's going to be covered. But the homeowner's insurance product is not designed to be a maintenance policy. So failure to maintain an area which then causes mold to occur, that's not going to be covered. So you want to be careful about that. And just another quick point, make sure you do have some mold coverage on your policy. It can be added on for very inexpensively. So add on, there's typically $10,000 to $15,000 of mold coverage we can add on.
Do you believe in any of these products over the counter that can get rid of mold?
Well, they can all inhibit the mold. There's mold inhibitors. There's things that will actually kill the mold. But we tell people if you don't stop the cause, we can kill it and make it good today, but tomorrow it's back again. It's growing again. So there's not a lot of, there are a few products out there that have some residual, protection. But ultimately, if you're not addressing the root cause, no matter what you're going to do, Mother Nature is going to win. Mold was put on the earth to digest the buildings, and so Mother Nature will win if you don't take care of that moisture.
All right, we just have a couple of minutes left, so let's see if we can do this wrap-up quickly. John, so what one piece of advice would you have our listeners know regarding the existing or potential future problems with water invasion in basements?
Well, the first thing I would say is that water damage, unlike fine wine, doesn't get better with age. But more importantly than that is that you take the time to get with your insurance agent and fully understand what is covered under your policy and make sure that you're adequately protected, because it's a terrible thing when an event occurs and then you find out that it's not covered and then you're really left alone. Companies like Nick that have the policy review in place, take advantage of that, and they'll help you.
Nick, you got the final minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. One thing I would say is along the lines of what John talked about, referring to wine. I'm a big believer in that as well. So don't wait to mitigate, which means get your Service Master Greater Pittsburgh out there as soon as possible. A lot of times, like this week, we got a call at 1:30 in the morning from one of our insureds. The first call we made after talking to them was to John's company, Service Master Greater Pittsburgh, to get out there right away, because few property owners have the time, knowledge, or skills to get that water problem resolved. And water is probably one of the worst things that can happen to a home aside from a fire in terms of causing catastrophic damage. So make sure you get Service Master Greater Pittsburgh out there right away to mitigate the problem before it really festers.
And John, you being the boss, he actually did that a lot quicker than I thought. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds just to sing the praises of your workers who really are out there, I mean, every single day, 24/7, making a difference in lives.
Well, we get our letters and notes back from customers constantly talking about how our workers brought peace of mind to them in their time of distress. They do a great job with that. They display great empathy. We carefully choose our employees so they have that quality, that they're able to have a calming effect. They work, the guys and the girls, and there's both of them, they work night and day, weekends and holidays, relatively cheerfully. I mean, nobody gets to get called out on Christmas morning, but they go and they do it, and they're great.